Healthcare workers face tough decisions to protect their loved ones from potential exposure to the new coronavirus. WSHU's Cassandra Basler spoke with two doctors in New Haven, Connecticut, about their plans to self-isolate and keep their daughters safe at home.
Ella and Sophia settle into their recent nightly routine, cozy into armchairs for a video chat.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
How was your day?
Ella is 12. Sophia is 9. You can hear their dog jump in excitement at the sound of their mom's voice, Dr. Christine Wan.
It was good. It was busy. How about you guys?
Good. I saw the picture of you in your mask.
Oh, I know. That's what I have to wear for every single patient. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Their dad, Dr. Hyung Chun, recorded this conversation. He teaches at Yale School of Medicine and plans to hold down the fort at home for up to 3 weeks. I caught up with the couple on a video call.
I'm calling from our house in New Haven.
I am calling currently from my Airbnb loft, which I am using to quarantine myself while I'm working in the medical ICU.
Dr. Wan says she got tapped for a week-long shift running an intensive care unit for COVID-19 at Yale New Haven Hospital. She usually runs an outpatient sleep clinic.
I was told on Friday that I'm going to start working on Monday, so it was a pretty quick decision that we had to make.
Should she stay or go?
You know, initially I thought, well, maybe I could just come home and you know, practice really good hygiene and everything would be okay.
But then she learned that the ICU filled up as COVID patients stayed on ventilators for 3 weeks or more. Even young patients fell seriously ill. She didn't want to risk it. So Dr. Wan and Dr. Chun sat their girls down.
So that, you know, it was really hard, I think, on them, because initially I told them, oh, don't worry, you know, I'll come home at night. And then it quickly evolved into, mommy's packing her bags and I'm leaving. You won't see me for 2 weeks, but you can call me or FaceTime me.
Sophia, the youngest, had the hardest time.
She kept saying, no, you know, you can't go away. And then it was okay, no more than 14 days then. And it was a lot of negotiating back and forth. But I think in the end, they accepted it.
Juan says it helped that the girls moved her into an apartment just a few miles from home. She tried her best to plan for a smooth transition.
You know, and I even had this fantasy now that I think about it of keeping up with their online learning while I was working. But I, you know, I gave that up really quickly. And so for me, it's really a big black box of what's going on in the house. But I trust that things are going well.
It's been an interesting week and probably at least another few weeks to come.
Dr. Chun is a cardiologist. He will switch roles with his wife after Dr. Wan quarantines herself for up to 2 weeks. And Dr. Chun goes into the ICU.
Then he'll be in the hospital for a week and he'll be taking care of patients. And we haven't talked about it quite yet, but I'm probably going to force him to self-isolate. So for our girls, it's going to be, unfortunately, this flip-flop of single parenting for at least, I think, this month.
Dr. Wan says everyone working at the hospital takes their temperature twice a day and monitors for symptoms. But they also have been overwhelmed by the outpouring of support from the community.
We had about, I think it was like 100 boxes of Girl Scout cookies delivered to us the other day, which was so lovely in gesture. I mean, it was just so, again, uplifting and really, you know, keeps you going, you know, when things are tough.
Dr. Wan and Dr. Chun appreciate the donated goodies, other meals, and protective gear. But they say one thing everyone can do to help them, and their daughters right now, is stay safe at home. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.